Hey guys, welcome to the Pondering Nerdcast. This is episode 109. End of September, but by the time you hear this, it will be the beginning of October. Some of you are getting ready to go to New York Comic Con and act a fool, but you know, it is what it is. Summer is over, fall is here, evident of the rain and the misery and the coldness. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Here with me today is Cortese Jones.
I'm back.
And Lance John, which is me. Maybe, possibly, joined by Dwayne. I don't know.
Who knows? He might pop up.
He might show up at some point in time. But we shall see overall. But anywho, before he gets here, or we should just start without him. I don't know. Let's get into some of the stuff of the day.
Stuff of the day.
Well, we don't have a segment. Stuff of the day. No. So we're going to jump into some gaming stuff here. Some interesting stuff that we were reading. So. Sorry if I did lie. I'm adjusting my levels and stuff. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's on the fly. So Fortnite is a video game. It's a little tiny little video game that made it big. Kind of. Not really. It's actually more of a game mode that made it big. It's not really a game. Like, there's a game, but I believe, I remember seeing Fortnite coming on the scene a year ago, maybe more than that. And it was like a tower defense zombie game. Believe it or not,
yes.
You build forts and you have to fight zombies. Mm-hmm. And like you have to build your fort in a day, and then nighttime came, Fortnite. Yay.
Yay.
And
so it was sort of like.
It was a completely different game.
So what is that game? I totally forgot. That small children like.
Oh, something with blocks.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
So it was like that.
I remember. People are like, they're screaming the name. It's the name of the... I was like, I don't remember the name of the game.
Yeah.
It doesn't have blocks in the name, but it has a lot to do with blocks.
Yeah.
Right, but
they also had like a zombie mode.
Yeah, yeah. Every damn game has a zombie mode now. It's just like, it's a thing now. Even Red Dead Redemption has a zombie mode, which is a Western video game.
With zombies. Because
so,
we all know zombies lived in Western times.
I guess. There were zombie attacks during the Wild Wild West. But so apparently, I'm sure we've all, at some point, if you pay attention to gaming news in any sense of it, Fortnite came out with... Fortnite has a battle royale game mode, which pretty much you fight, and you kind of have to like keep going into the middle of the map because the edges of the map reduces over time.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, just like PUBG does the same thing. I don't know if the new Call of Duty one does the same thing, but it's a large map. It's like a couple hundred players. Well, not a couple, maybe like a little bit over 100 players. They're all just kind of running around, shooting each other and whatnot. And then you just...
Until the last person stands.
Right. I don't know how well that is. I've played the game maybe once or twice. I don't really care. But ever since it's...
We're so bad at this.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
I mean, no. I'll be honest. Like, I'm not a fan of arena-only games where it's just that. And it's like... Some people love it, and it's like they get this feeling of joy of like running around and constantly having a challenge against another human being, which is cool. Don't get me wrong, but there
you want
is
more of a story.
Yeah, like I want an adventure, that sort of thing. Go on, like tell me a story. That's what I really want. Mm-hmm. And Fortnite doesn't tell me any stories, so it's like I'm not a part of that. So, but ever since then. You know, there's been talk about video game addiction and yada yada and all this other stuff.
Well, they've been talking about that for a while now.
Right. Does it exist? Does it not exist? I don't know. It's like, yes. I mean, if you're addicted to video games, I guess. I don't know. I've seen recently. I saw like a really well-known. I guess you can call him a Facebook video personality.
Mm-hmm.
Nas Daily, that guy.
Yeah,
you probably seen it. That's 1 minute. See you tomorrow, that guy. Mm-hmm. And he said that he had a video game addiction when he was younger, but it
and
helped.
He's still playing.
He still plays because he more or less what he does is very middle of the road. Stuff like he'll mm-hmm. give you the good and the bad, and then he give you like a very middle of the road answer
yeah.
or resolution or whatever.
But he
the case
still
is.
Has to play it.
But yeah,
no,
right. He's
so.
A really so pretty.
What?
Yeah, but that's when okay. I talk about Nas Daily. But Fortnite apparently has been for some people, specifically in the UK, the reason for divorce, based on like all the divorce petitions they've received so far of this year, 2018.
Yes.
So. There, but according to this article, they said that the percentage that where they cite Fortnite as the issue is like 5%.
Yes.
So it's very, very short.
It's a very small little percentage.
Yeah.
But a percentage nonetheless.
Right. And, you know, I like now, is there such thing as video game addiction? I don't know. I maybe because I don't know person because I'm a gamer myself and I've never been addicted to any game.
Mm-hmm.
There are games that I would say that I think about maybe the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's a very challenging game, I got to think about ways to, like, get around a certain challenge, whatever, so I can progress. But mostly it's for me to progress in the story, not so much for me to get points and rank up and whatever, you know, that sort of thing.
I mean, but maybe it's because you're an adult now.
Right. Like, I'm older, so I have a lot of other responsibilities.
Yeah.
So.
But as a kid, you don't really have anything else to do. I mean, nowadays.
I mean, they got school.
I mean, yeah, but,
but,
you know.
It may not be challenging for them. I don't know. But there are a lot of, like, things to, if you play video games all the time, where you can make money out of it, you can
That's
get
true.
Some sort of fame out of it.
Or you can get a scholarship.
Yeah, you can travel the world.
Fortnite.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
Yes, remember.
You can make money off of it by training other people to play Fortnite. There's a bunch of
are
ways
you
to. Oh, yeah, you can. Oh. There are Fortnite trainers out there that will train you and how
well,
to.
Well, they always say, do what you're good at.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
And, you know, they're doing it. They're doing it.
I mean,
they're out there.
If I was an avid Fortnite player, I would probably put up my skills. But, yeah, I'll train your weird son,
mm-hmm.
daughter, whatever. I don't care.
Hey, look, if you want a scholarship, then hell yeah, you're going to be training someone.
I mean, why not? Because then, you know, there's all. I don't know if Fortnite does any sort of team battles
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. So maybe there's whole competitive nature of that sort of thing where they can go and, like, tournament games where you
yeah.
can win 20 grand or whatever the case may be. But, I mean, like I said, I there are some, I guess that's why there's a hard argument of no, video game addiction does not exist, you
and
know, because of how many different opportunities it can open up for a person
mm-hmm.
Versus the downfall, which is, you know, people would say it's a waste of time, it ruins your eyes, it ruins your focus. That's pretty much about it. But there have been attempts, I should say, of linking violent video games to you know, mass shootings
and
stuff
and
like
killing
that.
Yeah, serial killers.
Pretty much.
But which always it really sort of bothers me because I always feel like you do know that there were serial killers and mass murderers.
Before
and they didn't like, have video games, so what the hell were they doing?
They were reading the Bible. No,
I mean, they were doing that too. So, what are we gonna say?
Yeah, because it's like, it's,
what are we saying?
It's weird that they would,
it's not weird,
I guess it's just like an agenda. Like,
it's because there's a foothold, like, video games have a foothold in.
It's the
teenagers,
yeah.
like psyche, like that is something really big for teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to church. I don't really see a lot of teenagers going to church. Churches really feel sad right now. Like, they're really, I mean, they're really trying to, like, doing
the Catholic Church.
Yeah, like, specifically. Yeah. But they're really trying to do, like, outreach programs and whatnot to get teens mm-hmm. and young people involved in the church, and kids aren't doing that.
Oh, you haven't seen the new hip pastors?
Oh, yeah, right.
They're, like young with the, they're, like, an Abercrombie and Fitch model. They're, like, they're very good looking. It's usually men, too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a lot of women doing it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I don't know.
They want more people to come into the church.
Yes.
But it's not, it's weird. Like, they don't, they're not quite doing it the right way.
They're not.
It's,
I mean,
mostly white men that are these youth pastors that you see.
Yes. But then you also see the really big, like, what is it? What is that called? I forgot. Damn.
Oh, like the big celebrities?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber was recently part of some church.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh, yeah. That's why he disappeared for a while.
Oh, I thought he just was getting married, so he disappeared.
He did recently get married. No, wait. He's engaged. Right. But the reason why he kind of disappeared mm-hmm. was because of some church.
Oh,
right.
Is it Scientology?
No. A Christian church and everything. There's a video of him. It's very strange. It's, you know, but we're getting off our track.
Yeah, we went way off track.
But yeah, the whole Fortnite thing and divorce thing is, you know, based on this particular study by divorceonline.co.uk, they say that they found that it's only about 5% of people that actually cite
this as a ground for divorce.
And we should stress that this is something that happens in the UK. That's when you're applying for divorce.
Yes, to get a divorce, you have to have grounds for a divorce.
Right, exactly.
I didn't know you had to. I thought you could just get a divorce.
It's like, I
stopped liking this person.
For whatever reason,
and I would like to get a divorce. I didn't know you had to be like,
And in the U.S. is even more messier than that because then it's like, it depends on what state you're in.
Yes.
It depends on the grounds for divorce as well.
The three grounds of divorce.
Yeah, separation, cruelty, and
adultery.
So it's like, so there are those really big things there as well. So it's like, I don't know.
I don't either. But this, they say, 200 divorce petitions. Since January 1st.
That's a lot. Yeah. But
and they were saying that it was an addiction to Fortnite specifically and other games. And this was cited as a reason to get a divorce.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean,
I don't understand.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Good luck. I would say manage your time better. As a person, just manage your time better, and we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Well, not we. I don't know you, so you figure it out on your own.
Yeah, or we'll end up like China.
Yeah. You don't want to end up like China. All right, welcome Dwayne. He's in the house.
Woo! Sorry I'm late.
It's cool. So there was an announcement that I think it was like last week, I think, I want to say. Or was it early in September?
I think it was like Friday, last week Friday.
Yeah, I think so. Where, whatchamacallit, it's PlayStation, Sony PlayStation announced the PlayStation 1 Classic, which is going to retail for $100 and preloaded with 20 games. So, you know, one, that's way more expensive than the Nintendo Classics, I think, put out, right? It's like, I think they're most expensive.
Yeah, the
like
Nintendo Classic and the Super Nintendo Classic, I think that's, I think it's roughly about $70.
Ah, okay. Yeah, and I mean, this one, I don't know, maybe, I mean, some people are justifying the price because it's like, I mean, when the PlayStation came out, it was a disc-based game, 3D. Esque sort of thing, like, you know, low res 3D sort of thing, but it's like it's a much more advanced system than what Nintendo had at the time. So I guess that's how they're going to justify the price.
Because remember that was supposed to be the Nintendo CD system.
Ah, okay.
Sony decided to split from Nintendo and make the PlayStation 1. But it's catch a lot of flack though, because I mean, I didn't know this before, but the the Classic and all them, they don't have no power cords.
Huh?
They have no, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I found out recently they don't have no power cord, so people are mad at the PlayStation 1 that it's not coming with a power cord. Yeah. It's coming with a USB. So so basically, like, people who are not educated saying power, so they're going to buy it, try to plug it to a wall, be like, where's the power cord? So they're going to have to buy the adapter, the USB to...
and buy an extra piece of equipment.
Probably one of Delis and then connect it up to get the power.
Because
I think a lot of TVs now, they have, a USB in the back to give it power.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's why they're doing it that way.
Yeah, because my television, all of my television has that extra USB cord. But it doesn't really provide that much of a power. It's very low energy.
Yeah, see, that's the problem people can have.
But I'm assuming that the older consoles don't really require that much power anyway, which I guess it makes sense. I guess we figured it out that way. I mean, I don't know.
I didn't see the use of the system, though, because they have the PlayStation Now.
Right. That's something I was going to ask. It's like, but they have... You can go back and play old games, like
via your
same PS4 console. Like, you don't really need this sort of thing, because it's not unless they're going to be like, oh no, these games are exclusive to just classic, you know. Because I don't know.
I highly doubt it. I think they just try to jump on the market with all the people getting hyped for retro gaming again. So it's like, I remember recently there was an argument that the PlayStation Now come with some Sony TVs, I believe. Is that built in there with the view, I believe?
Yeah, that was like, a couple of years ago they mentioned
it? So it's like, to me, it's like, I understand why they're doing it, because they want to jump on the market, but to me, it's not something you have to rush out and get or go crazy for. Because now these days, I think some people still have their PlayStation 3, which they can still play PS2 games on it, because I still have mine. I can play PS2 games and PS1. So it's like, I don't really need that. I mean, that's for people who probably really want to go back to retro. Because they advertise the most popular ones. I think it was Final Fantasy VII, the original, and Ridge Racer Type 4. So it's like, those are the ones coming out so far with it. Plus other ones, they haven't really released the full list yet.
Oh, they didn't release the full list yet?
Yeah, but it says 20 games so far.
Interesting.
Nothing to add on, though. Just built for those games. That's it.
I mean, isn't that how the other systems were as well?
Yeah, like, but they figured if it's Sony system, they figured they're going to try to do something different. Like, you know, that's what people speculate, because it's like, it's Sony. Maybe they can try to beat the market by making it an add-on thing we can add on, like, stuff. But that's just coming built with the games.
Interesting. I mean, I wasn't excited about the...
It just sounds stupid. This just sounds like a very stupid thing.
It's like, just like I wasn't excited about the Nintendo versions of that, I'm not excited for these either. Because you can literally find all those games now. If you're savvy enough, you can get yourself a ROM that has like 400 Nintendo games.
I followed this guy, and he made a point, which I kind of agree. These systems are not really made for, let's say, real tech heads who know how to do the emulators. God, I'm screwed up that word. But it's like, But it's like, those guys who do that stuff, this is not for them. This is where people just want to be like, simple. Oh, I can play my old games. Let me just buy the system. So it's like, it's for those.
No, I hear you.
Pretty much they're just capitalizing off of nostalgia. The fact that there's some people who have these games but do not know how to put them and play them because it doesn't work with their TV or whatever system. So they're like, hey, we got this thing that works.
We know your console games are too stupid to do anything.
Yeah.
So. And they saw much money, like, and they saw much money Nintendo's making off of their stuff. So they said, why not?
Yeah.
Because they did. Remember the holidays when it was classic. Because
I probably still have my first Nintendo console in my closet somewhere, but I don't quite know where it is. I don't even think I have any of the stuff to connect to it to even make it work anymore. And, you know, there are pros and cons.
I'm kind of capitalize off of that too.
Exactly. It's like, you still got your old Nintendo system?
Yeah.
Well, here are all the new shit you can buy. And I don't, but like I said, I didn't care then. I don't care now. I had my fun with PlayStation 1 when it came out. A buddy of mine, you know, he got it for his Christmas, I think, from his aunt. And, you know, we went over there all the time playing Tomb Raider. It's like, playing Ridge Racer and stuff like that, because those were the only games he had, you know. Yes. So it was like, they were fun. They were difficult. And then that's like one of the biggest complaints for a lot of people, like a lot of older games.
They
like,
were too difficult.
Right. It's like their complaint now today, most games are not difficult. So mm-hmm. it's like because of.
Well, what do you want? Like,
I don't know. I really don't. I
do you
I
want it
tell you.
So difficult? You do want it difficult or not difficult? Like,
yeah, it's. I've always thought that the difficulty of a game is a very, very balanced sort of power dynamic mm-hmm. thing, depending on what the game. So if you're like playing, multiplayer games, stuff like that, there's a certain difficulty to that that you're facing other players.
Yeah.
Whereas there's been complaints about connection speed or the type of weapon they're using or glitches that people are exploiting in the game, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But yeah, this comes out when? Christmas?
I believe so. Like around
December 3rd? Yeah. The PlayStation Classic arrives in
Christmas
December
3rd.
That's a notable date. It's the day the original PlayStation launched in 1994.
Ooh.
Okay. The mini version in 45% smaller. Okay. All right then. Well.
And it'll be $100.
It'll be $100. So what happens when they come up with the PlayStation 2 Classic?
It won't be far behind, trust me.
I'm sure it's going to be like $150. I'm like, well, you know, that's not really cheaper than what you, you know, none of this makes sense. But, you know. So next up here is an Devil May Cry music video pulled amid stories about vocalist sexual harassment history.
Yes.
So, if you don't know what we're talking about, Devil May Cry is a long-running franchise where mm-hmm. you know you're half devil, whatever, run around and you beat people up and you know demons and stuff like that.
And cry.
And then you cry. no, I'm playing. I don't. No, you don't cry. So apparently this was at Gamescom, and. Recently, at Gamescom.
So I think, what was it, like the trailer drop that.
A trailer
like,
drop with a
Gamescom.
Song by a band.
Called.
I forgot the name of the band. But they, the person, the name, or the
vocalist.
Eddie Herminda? Herminda, yeah. Eddie Herminda. That's the best I can pronounce that last
yes.
name. Eddie Herminda is part of a band that. Been around for a couple of years, apparently, and he was accused of sending nude pictures and sexually suggestive photos to a minor, an underage girl, 16-year-olds.
Well, they didn't really say. They just said Australian teenage. Austrian.
Sexually harassing a 16-year-old
fan
for 2 years.
So it could be male or female.
Right, exactly.
Was waiting to is a she?
Is she?
Yeah. It was waiting until she turned 18 to ask for age of sexual.
Okay.
Right. So, the statement alone is just wild crazy to me. Because
it is. Because
he admits that he did it.
Well, let's give the whole story first. So, what does it say?
So, the story's been updated twice already.
Oh, cool.
So, apparently it was updated this morning. That Capcom did respond to Game Informer for their inquiry about this situation
mm-hmm.
as to why they took down the video. They re-uploaded the video with a different song, or
yes.
just looped one of the songs from the video to something else, and
yes.
they took out the song from
yeah.
this band
with his vocals
on it. And so they said that Capcom, more or less, Capcom said that we weren't aware of this,
mm-hmm.
and moving forward, we will no longer be moving forward with this particular band for promotional use
yeah.
in any way. So they were just like, okay, we're not fucking with y'all. Bye. It's like
pretty much,
because Capcom is, you know, some would argue that's a family friendly. Company,
mm-hmm.
it's not really, but at the same time,
put that in quotes.
Well, the thing was,
they don't want to look bad.
The thing they said, they recorded it before
they knew.
Yes.
Before
so
the allegations,
before they knew about this,
right?
Yeah, fans actually dug it up.
Yes,
right. So like, apparently, they released the video. Bunch of fans looked up the name of the band, because people do that. Depending on how the song comes
yeah.
off or whatever.
They might like the song, so they're
like, oh, this
let
is cool.
me look it up.
Let me follow this band. Let me look
they
up
see
my... It's like,
who is the person? Who's the vocalist? Singer.
Oh, because you know you put it in a person's name.
Yes.
in Google, it brings up everything about
yes.
them. That's publicly available, of
yes,
course.
Yes, pretty much.
And that's when they said that the whole story came up of him sexually harassing a minor for 2 years on that
yes.
that he was sexually manipulating her over time and stuff like that.
Yes,
you know.
Pressuring her for nude pictures.
Right. And he more or less, I guess, I'm assuming, because we didn't click out to see the rest of how he got caught. He got caught. He admitted it. But then he said something
well,
really
he
asinine.
Apologized.
He apologized
for
my bad.
Behavior. And then he claimed that he waited until she turned 18 to ask for anything sexual and alleged she lied to him about her age.
Mm. Yeah.
Yay.
So apparently this story was
so
originally.
So he waited. 2 years.
So the issue with that statement is what people may not know. That's what you call grooming. This is what
yes.
older men do to younger women that they find them attractive, but because they know it's socially and, you know, law,
yes.
illegally.
Socially and law.
And you know, illegally unacceptable for a older man to deal with a minor in any sexual situation.
Yes, unless you're in another country.
Yeah, there are some other countries where you could get away with that. Because
don't get any ideas, though.
Exactly. So, you know, even here in the States, 16
there
is
are
the age
places,
of
yes.
So it's like, you know, so we're not gonna shit on other countries. It's that was like we gotta shit on America too. It's like
yes.
America do have some real strange fucking laws. Like you can still marry your cousin in
yes.
America.
Yes.
It's not illegal.
It is your second cousin. You can marry.
Yeah, not your first cousin, your second
yes.
cousin. So not realize like him, he was like, yeah, I did it, but you know, I'm sorry. But she lied to me about her age, but I was just waiting until she was 18.
Yes.
I was like, well, that's what you do. That's what you do when you want to groom a woman to be your sexual thing. As
yes.
soon as she hit 18, it's like, okay, now,
now
it's
she's
cool.
Legal.
It's like it wasn't weird before, but now it's cool.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, that's not a good look at all.
It isn't. And that is why they pulled their trailer.
Yeah. And I don't know what's going to happen to this band or how that's going to work out for them. So,
but I just want to know, like, what about the bandmates? Did they know about this? Are they surprised?
That's a good question,
like,
too, because we
like,
don't know.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah. We don't know, because this is similar.
Are we going to have to disband?
Well, I'm sure this is fine now, because this is something that happened in his past, basically.
Mm.
That's why they pulled it down, because like
that's
you said.
They always say that.
Yeah, but like you said, like in another show, like rape and stuff is really unforgiving at this time.
Yeah.
So that's why, even though it's in his past, because it got brought up now, people gonna look at it like it happened now, so
yeah.
So that's why they be like, you know what? Let's not. This is trying to sweep this under. Let's cut the song, move on. That's why they cut it out real quick.
I mean, as any company would do that, like it's
mm-hmm.
not.
Yeah, because
this is not something they will want to take.
Yeah,
because
if this was like back to the day, like if well, rape was like say so high, like well, let's say, I'm not saying it was a high, but let's say was it like in main media. Where people
mm-hmm.
really going crazy over
it's,
it.
It's not the main topic. Like,
right, main topic.
Like it used to be. Like,
yeah.
Now it's the main, it's a lot, like that's on the minds of a
right.
lot of people now.
So,
in the main.
So that's why it's like any time you hear, so even if someone did some 20 years ago that came up now, it seems like it got done that same day because it's going to
yeah.
be exploited more and talked about more and everything.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm a little bit shocked at the response of the gaming community with this because of the whole Gamergate thing where people are like, no, we're champion in the name of this young girl. Like, no, this is wrong. You shouldn't.
They're,
you don't want no parts of this. You know,
they're
like,
they're going hard now because...
Yeah. Cause
one,
wait,
one,
so they care now. They care.
Right, which is weird because it's like, that's
oh,
what I said.
Okay,
the gaming
is
community
weird.
Is not
they,
really
they haven't
known.
Cared because one player right now, not to go too much off topic, but... Mm. He's one of my favorite players, and I'm kind of surprised it happened, but he's a fighting game player, Infiltration. He got banned from going to fighting game tournaments now because apparently...
He's a rapist, too?
No, not a rapist, but he's the best of violence for it. They said he...
Beat his, beat his...
But this two things said it had beat / torture. So...
Oh.
His
yeah.
So kidnapping
wife
charges?
Or...
so like a girlfriend of his, or...
Wife. So it's like, it's so much stuff floating around, but because the laws are different in, oh, God's gonna kill me, not remember it.
He's in the US?
His native country. He's an Asian country. I'm not sure if it's Korea or Japan, but one guy who, I guess he's a lawyer that does with all the sponsor people, mm-hmm. sponsor okay. players. Yeah. They have their contracts, like if you do anything, I forgot what they call it. But I guess, you know, like domestic stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get banned or maybe a year suspension or something, but he don't know what's gonna happen with him as far as gaming side. But he knows, I think he got found guilty in for the battery, but there's more stuff to it as how they do the laws. It's like really different for America.
Oh, okay.
But that really doesn't mean that the gaming community cares.
No.
They'll be like,
they care. They was all over Twitter like, he's my favorite player, but forget all that now. He should be banned. He should be this. Get him out of the country. Don't bring him back. He's like,
that is some serious charges.
Because
serious charges.
Yeah, don't get me wrong when I say this. Mm-hmm. When you hear domestic, you're like, wow. But then you hear that slash torture. That I was like, torture?
Yeah.
That to me really stood out more because it's like, I'm not saying domestic is good or bad, but it's like, I understand domestic. When you say torture, I'm like, what?
Right. Yeah, but the fact that they have to add torture onto it means that, like,
this person is not
stable. Yeah, he's not stable. But then, like, there are gaming people who have done this. Like, all we have to do is look at the NFL. You think these people get away with a lot of shit. Killing somebody? Who cares? Right?
I'm not going to snitch.
Yeah, as long as they're playing this game, and people will champion these people to hell and back.
It's a very strange, you know, I want to invite someone on the show that can discuss society in a way of when it comes to the celebrity
mm-hmm.
versus society and how when a celebrity, depending on how they're portrayed in the media and stuff like that, how they're viewed by everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's like, the people have this view of this particular person or persons that is so far beyond not what is reality
mm-hmm.
that they can't see anything else for them to do something else. Like we've heard stories about the kid that played Joffrey in Game of Thrones and how people were like cursing him out.
Yeah, and he's a nice kid.
He's a really nice kid, but he played a character that was a douchebag.
He's actually an adult.
So he's an adult now.
He can't be saying kid.
He's an adult now, and people are like going off on him.
I mean, it's the same thing with
they can't separate reality from fantasy.
There's a whole mm-hmm. thing of like people trying to separate what you are seeing versus what is actually happening.
Yeah.
So it's like it then brings up a lot of doubt in the public opinion of people like who's doing what and where and how and stuff like that.
Yes.
You know, but and then a lot of people don't actually look into the arguments that they're actually making when it comes to like rape culture and sexual mm-hmm. assault, specifically in the media industry. That includes gaming and stuff like that. People just because it's not something part of their world,
they don't care.
They don't. I wouldn't say they don't care. It's just more like they don't care until it
happens to them.
Right, or
until
somebody they know.
It's close to them. And then it's like, I want everybody to care.
Right, and it's like, it's a very strange, like, it's not even strange, it's more like something my grandmother used to say, she's West Indian, she's like, kids who don't, to translate it for you guys, kids who don't hear will feel.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you're not going to learn anything until something actually hits you,
mm-hmm.
you know? Or like Mike Tyson said, you got to plan until you get hit. He's like, yes. So.
I like these sayings.
Yeah, it's like old proverb from Mike Tyson. Yes. So, but yeah, I mean, good on Capcom for acting quickly, I guess. But I know that Capcom is a Japanese company, so I know they did recently get hit by a typhoon, which...
that's not funny, but I mean,
yeah,
damn.
But they're actually back to normal operating status. It took them 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, goddamn.
Yes.
We can learn something from that.
We should learn something from that.
We can learn something from that. So real quick, some, you know, technology news here. So apparently there are hackers out there going around holding Instagram accounts hostage, like really big ones too. And apparently they seem to be targeting people who are about like lifestyle changes, fitness, that sort of thing.
Why them?
I don't know.
They get the most views?
I guess. I don't really know what it is. Like, very, very strange. So apparently when they capture your account, they know all your information.
Okay.
They send you an email. Hey, we locked you out. Send us $100 in Bitcoin. So I don't know what kind of Bitcoin they're asking about.
Why Bitcoin?
Well, it must be the one, you can't trace it. Two, it's decentralized, so they can take it onto the dark web and do whatever the fuck they want. Like, you know, the dark,
The
dark web, cybercrime. And apparently they send you a message and they say you got 3 hours to send them the money, but it has to be cryptocurrency. So just imagine if you don't even know the first thing about cryptocurrency. What are you going to do? It's like, how are you going to
get rid of my account and start over?
I mean, yeah, you might as well, because one guy, he paid the money. Mm. But they deleted his account anyway. So it's like, he said he lost 100,000
followers,
and which apparently, you know, because right now Instagram, I can say this because I do run GSN, full disclosure, that, you know, when you're advertising on Instagram, you get way more engagement there than you would on any other platform.
Yeah.
And you don't have to spend a lot of money because it's just more eyeballs very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And he lost everything, like a huge part of that for him. So it's
But it's just an Instagram account with pictures. So, I mean, those are people who probably take it so serious.
Well, I mean, I think it's more about influencers, people who have.
Unless they're making money from the account, because I don't understand. Like,
yeah, no, you can make money from an Instagram account.
You can
like, if you like this particular guy, Kevin Carter, whatever. He's some sort of fitness Instagrammer, and he's an influencer where he's like, he gives like life advice about diets and stuff like that. And I think he has like supplements that he sells through Instagram.
Yeah.
I've seen people buy like hair off of Instagram and sneakers and stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, you can buy whatever the hell you want off of Instagram.
I'm not sure how you do it, but apparently you can do it, and you can just do it at the press of a button right on Instagram. And I was like, interesting.
The gram.
You can buy electronics, you can buy shirts, you can buy just about anything, really. So, which is interesting. So, but yeah, apparently that's what's happening to them. There are some researchers that said like they kind of know what happened, but not really.
I just don't know why they are going after them specifically. Like, do these people have money or something?
How did
they figure that lifestyle people have money?
Well, I would only assume that the whole guru lifestyle thing is about, because there's a lot of people who are looking for self-help in many ways. So it's like they kind of flock to that.
Yeah.
Something is wrong with me because the media is telling you something
is
wrong with you.
Says that I am crazy.
Yeah, it's like, you're too skinny. You're too fat. You're not big enough. You're not small enough. Your hair is this way. Your hair is that way. You're too light-skinned. You're too dark-skinned. You know what I'm saying? There's a
I don't think they've ever said you're too light-skinned.
Depends on who you follow. It's like,
okay.
Light skin privilege. No, I'm playing. but I'm just saying, like, it depends. Like, there's 1,001 messages that comes out of this. So I'm assuming that's why they're targeting these people.
Yeah.
Some of them don't even have 100,000, but they do have like 50,000 people, which is nothing to sneeze at. But you know, these are people who are giving out these lifestyle sort of thing, which is. I don't know. I guess some people just have this weird hatred for helpful people.
Yeah.
But in a way, at the same time, you got to watch yourself with these people because they may not be all that helpful.
Because they be selling you some shit.
Exactly. He's like, this will make you grow, but it's actually sugar water.
Yes. And we all know what sugar water does. Nothing. Yeah.
But I would adopt the U.S. policy on dealing with people.
Did you say terrorists? Not
Instagram terrorists.
I was about to say it.
Waterboard them when you find them. No, meant to say when you when people are trying to do like ransoms, don't pay.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, hey,
do it.
Just be like, you can have it. Have fun. Here's my second account. Sorry, guys, I got hacked.
Yes.
Yeah, have fun with that. Mm-hmm. It's like, and just report. And apparently, Instagram is not saying a damn thing.
Yeah, no, Instagram isn't saying shit.
Which is weird. But then again, CEO just left Instagram.
Because the Instagram Instagram company probably don't want to get hacked.
Probably. Maybe because they left the company. The two CEOs, so they just Instagram. Recently left the company.
Right. So if those accounts got hacked, they probably say, you know what, let's leave this alone because we don't want them hacking the Instagram company itself. They're just hacking those accounts.
Right.
So they want to start a war with hackers.
But I would say about Instagram, they've never actually been good to their users.
Yeah.
As far as theft is concerned.
That is true. Yeah. I had a lot of friends' accounts get hacked, and I think the only way to do it, I don't know if it's like Facebook. I think one of my friends had to send a picture of themselves to them, like holding, like, say for instance, your account got hacked. Yet they say send a picture saying hi or boo or something, and then they have to send a picture.
That's
like
a weird.
They
hack.
Have to send a picture holding up some kind of letter. They tell them
they
refer it or they that's what it takes like a couple of weeks or so to verify, and then they give you back your account.
Okay.
it's just weird. It's just weird.
That's so dumb.
That's weird. Real quick, in some other news of hacking, apparently Facebook has, you know, is
can't they catch a break?
No. Listen,
I feel so bad for Facebook.
Facebook is not having a good year at all. It's like they have been hacked again. This data leak, latest one, has been affected about 50 million users.
Ah, Jesus.
Which is tiny compared to the, you know, 2.something billion people who uses Facebook. So, but still nothing to sneeze at.
It's still pretty big.
There's still a lot of information out there.
Yes.
But I'm sure at some point Facebook is going to be like, here's a link. Click to see if you were involved in a data breach. So. Yeah, they've been hacked again. Yay.
Moving on.
Moving on. I want to talk about, just real quick, my recommendation for anime this season. For Attack on Titan Season 3, which is now out. I refuse to watch it because I don't watch it in I don't watch it subbed. I watch it dubbed because
why?
The actors they have for the subbed is really bad and I don't like their voices just annoyed and grates my soul. They grates my soul. But some of the episodes just started coming out in English. I would say skip over season 2, go right to season 3. Season 3 has a little bit more political intrigue and more action. It actually is getting into a little bit more of the story of the Titans and stuff like that. I mean, you can watch season 2 if you want to be surprised by certain things, sure.
Surprise.
I mean, so a few things will happen in season 3 that you won't quite understand what's happening. But in my opinion, skip it. Or just read the book and you can just skip it. You'll see what I mean.
Cool.
But so far, yeah, it's really good. So. But anyway, moving right along.
I don't think that there's a song for that.
No. Moving right along. Gambit movie, romantic comedy.
Yes.
Yes.
So we've heard.
Comes out when? We don't know.
I won't believe that this movie is coming out until it is physically in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And people have seen it. Because... it seems like every time we get news about Gambit, then we also get news about Gambit and something else happening, like the director leaving. And wait, is Channing Tatum still on this project? Because for a second I thought he quit and then came back and then I don't know.
Oh, he came back to the project.
I don't know. That's why I'm confused. Did he quit or is he still here? They don't say, but whatever.
Apparently, people are saying that this has some sort of romantic or sex comedy vibe to it.
Yeah,
which
so
is
again,
weird.
Like Deadpool.
Like, but Deadpool was like
a romantic comedy. That's what it was. That's what it was being sold as because it was on Valentine's Day. He was like, "Take your girl out."
Right.
You know, it's a romantic comedy.
Right, and the last one was like a family movie.
Yes. So,
and it's like, it's cool, I guess, but not really, but I don't know. But it's like, I don't think they know what they're doing. I don't know where they think they're going to go with this.
I'm scared to see how this movie actually comes. Like
Gambit is a known bit of a flirt. Yes. We know that about him. But we're going to make a movie all around just that his part of his personality. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
This is kind of weird.
I think the whole thing is weird.
It's just goofy. It's just weird.
I mean, I'm excited, but then I'm also sort of like, oh, God.
I'm not excited at all.
I want to be excited. I really want to be excited for this movie. I want to be like, yes, Channing Tatum, my man, he's going to be out here. But then I'm also like,
Channing Tatum.
I had thought that movie got canceled.
I'm not alone.
I haven't heard nothing about it. It's like I heard about Channing Tatum was being Gambit. Then I heard it was some director issues. Then yes. I heard he wasn't doing it before. Yep. Then I heard he was. So then all of a sudden I see this. I'm like, what's going on? Are we getting it or not?
Maybe they came back with the right amount of money. He was like, all right, I'll do it.
I don't know. And then there's still no current project date. Release date. So
yeah, is there a script? Is there something going on?
apparently, there's something.
All
we know
is that the genre is going to be a romantic comedy. That's it.
Oh my God.
So I don't know. That's just weird.
I mean, I know Gambit's funny, but oh God.
I mean, Channing Tatum has proven to be a very funny actor.
Yes, he can. But it's like comedy.
I don't care.
I think.
I don't.
I wonder if it's going to be connected to the Marvel Cinematic Universe though.
Well, it has to be now.
Yeah, because it's on.
But when they say romantic comedy, I don't see Disney or Marvel doing any of that at all. Like, I think this is just a rumor, and I don't think they're going to do that.
Another rumor?
Yeah, think so.
So maybe this is this way to actually bring the X-Men into the cinematic universe. By bringing out single stories, like, you know.
Maybe. We'll see.
But
I'd say our next story here probably has a better chance of bringing the X-Men into the cinematic universe,
yeah,
which is Captain Marvel, which does have a connection to the X-Men via Rogue. So if you know what that is, you can go find out for yourself. But so Captain Marvel, Birds of Prey, gonna save the comic book superhero movies of the future, which I will agree a lot for Marvel. Mm-hmm. They need that because, let's face it, all their superheroes are mostly white men. It's like,
they're all men.
It's like all the leading roles, all of them.
Yes.
You know, we haven't had one female-led Marvel movie at all.
Yeah.
And it's 20 of them.
Yes. Over a period of 10.5 years.
That's a whole generation. Somebody's turning 11 today.
Yes.
That grew up. Not one.
But what happened to the? Did they say they was gonna do a Black Widow?
They have been toiling with that for so long. They've been like, "Yeah, we're gonna do it.
Right?
Maybe we might not do it. We're still thinking about it. We really like the idea, but they're not really going to do it. It's never going to get done."
Yeah, I don't think it's. They say they're shooting.
I'll say this much: I feel if this movie does go out, the Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you will hear. You'll hear right after that Black Widow's in the works.
I don't want Black Widow. Give me Storm. Give me anyone else, but Black Widow. She's boring. There's nothing interesting about her. She's literally a cookie cutter of a.
I'll put it this way:
failed Russian spy program.
Storm will have a Storm movie will have to be in the works because you have the Black Panther movie. If they're gonna catch up.
They will never do it. I do not ever see them doing it. You want to know why? Because
just saying, I have
because
hope.
Chadwick Boseman is so big. Who is going to stand next to him, like as a storm? Yes,
they would have to find. I don't know.
They were going to have to find somebody. Yes, they might find someone who looks good enough. You know, blah blah blah. But as we have
definitely not Alexander Shipp. Nobody cares about her.
But as we have seen. Storm is very hard to portray. Like, Halle Berry has done her. That girl in X-Men Apocalypse has done her.
Yeah, Alexander Shipp, yeah. I don't think it's hard to... it's the writers. They're not doing enough with her.
It has to be the writers because
it's not. It's just not being. It's not enough. They just kind of like, well,
yeah,
she's
her powers she's are hard to like
the elementals.
Yeah,
they could do
and
it.
She can fly. Right. Like it's very I mean, like.
They could do it. I believe they can. Do
I'm.
It,
yeah. I want. I want to. I would like to
what,
see
what,
that. But
well, what
I'm
about
also
this?
Sort of like,
what about this? If, oh god, no, I almost screw her name up. The one of the Black Panther's guards, the one from Walking Dead. If she wasn't playing the guard, would she have been a good Storm?
I see it. Yeah, I think Lupita Nyong'o probably.
If she wasn't playing, if she wasn't playing the guard, and they said we're gonna cast her as Storm.
I don't know, but I'm look. I'm just saying. Yeah, look, they could do it. They could probably do it, but I'm saying
I think
that it's hard for like they grounded Black Panther in like in today's time. It was sort of like it felt grounded. Like this could happen. But then you have this X-Men character who it sort of just becomes like, oh,
she's a goddess. So it's like it's hard to it's notoriously hard to write for characters that are god tier level power. Same thing with Superman. They've always had an issue with how they write his character specifically for live action movies and stuff like that. So I can see it being very difficult overall. Now, Birds of Prey, I don't know how that's going because a lot of people don't know who the makeup of Birds of Prey is. Don't remember.
Which could be good. You know, they could just, like, you know, this could be like the Guardians. Nobody knew who the Guardians of the Galaxy
were. I mean, the people, the woman that's behind Birds of Prey, I do believe in that director and stuff like that. I think she left Marvel to actually work for CW.
Birds of Prey is DC, right?
Yeah, Birds of Prey is DC. Yeah. There's a woman that was working on Marvel stuff that went over to the DC. Because
I remember it used to be, that used to be a show before, but what was it made of? A little background spot from?
Yes, Batgirl. I think. Shit. I forgot her name.
I was about to say Catwoman, but I caught myself. Black Canary. Black
yes,
Canary.
The Black Canary.
Right. And some other woman.
There's going to be. they said they're going to have Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie in it.
But which Batgirl was it? Was it the mute one? Because I remember.
Did you say Black Girl?
Batgirl?
Batgirl, yeah. It was the mute Batgirl?
I don't know.
She wore a mask that she didn't have no mouthpiece.
Oh, I have no idea which
because I remember
where they're going with this. Yeah. Like, because I remember there was a Birds of Prey television show.
Yeah, they had Barbara Gordon in a wheelchair.
Right. So there is
was
like
that one good.
It was decent. It was okay.
Right. It was right.
It was a live action. It was like as much as you can do
drama
in the 90s.
It was actually, at that time, before
as
they
much
had
as
more,
you could do in the 90s, it was cheesy as fuck, but it was a thing. And I mean, I don't know if Birds of Prey is the way to go. I get it, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, they could definitely have that Guardians of the Galaxy effect, for sure, I agree. But the whole Harley Quinn thing, it's like, they're going to, I feel like that's going to suffer. They're going to suffer the same fate that's happening to the X-Men now, which is like, they have Mystique, which is a known villain of the X-Men, now
still
leading
helping,
the X-Men,
yeah.
Which is like, Mystique is now leading.
One of the biggest enemies of the X-Men.
Right.
Biggest enemies.
We could be
is
wrong.
Now leading the team.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know what? We could believe that because
it could be in the comics.
Magneto did that before. And he's their biggest enemy.
Right.
He did the X-Men team. So
for a little while, yeah. But he's always in every single thing we see him, he's always going back to like, nah, fuck this shit. I'm gonna do what I want. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time for.
And she's still here.
And she's like, I kind of like you guys. You know that sort of thing. Like it's because she's friends with Xavier or Beast Boy, yeah, or Beast Boy.
That's his
just
name.
Beast. Sorry, been seeing a bunch of Titan trailers really. But I think that because they have the whole Harley Quinn in there, like I don't care about Harley Quinn in any way shape or form because I don't find her character interesting at all.
Yes.
She doesn't strike me as there's nothing to her character that has ever made me think, oh yeah, I want to see a solo thing with her. It's like
she just
I don't care.
Like,
it's
oh, same a psychotic with person got corrupted and that's it basically.
Right. I mean that's how they've all written her, but I'm sure but because of that the other side of it is the pro side of it is that it may work out well for them because they can do whatever they want now.
Yeah.
Because there is no written stuff. Mm-hmm. That's like, they can now flesh out her character a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they can now flesh out the characters of Birds of Prey even more, because there is a Birds of Prey comic book and everything like that. But how many fans are there really of Birds of Prey and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And we don't know.
But that's what this show's probably for, to bring fans in.
Well, this is a movie. This is going to be a movie. So we'll see how that all works out.
But
overall,
I think, you know, they're saying that Birds of Prey might do well because DC has nothing else, nothing to lose.
Literally nothing to lose. I mean, Wonder Woman did really well. So
yeah, but that is the only thing that is keeping them afloat.
Yeah.
So
they're like, well,
yeah,
we're no longer the DCU, guys.
They just see, like I said, DC needs some Marvel writers. Basically, that's what they have.
They need to start poaching some people.
Go into their pockets and start bringing them over.
Yeah. I mean, guys, I don't know what's happening.
Because I'll put it like this. Whatever, like for some of the DC movies, the backgrounds, whatever it is used, it was like nice. Just that the script was bad. It's like, that's what killed most of the movies.
It's always bad.
I mean,
we'll
yeah,
see.
So.
Yeah.
Can't always blame the actors. That's what they're going
to
say.
No. There's a whole other part of movies that people don't really pay attention to when it fails. A lot of people just go for the front people, which is the actors.
The director.
It's that person's fault.
The actor.
Right. But we don't really go down to who's the editor, who's the writer, who were involved, who's the producer, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But
although they will be fired.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know that, but they will be.
Last thing we're going to mention here, and we got to get out of here. We are running out of time. Dark Phoenix trailer. I think it's trash. Throw it in the garbage. Never put it back. Delete. It looks terrible. All of it is bad.
Well, question for me. I haven't seen it yet. Sorry.
I was bored by it.
You were bored, right? Was I the only one?
Look. It wasn't like I want to throw it in the trash, but I want to see other things from it. I am bored. I do not care about Jean Grey. She was never interesting to me ever. So I just really don't care. I was like, oh, another one.
She's another female character that the writers has always used as this punching bag character. Like,
yes,
she's supposed to be stronger than Xavier, the Omega class.
Stronger than Xavier as Dark Phoenix or regular Jean Grey?
Jean Grey as a mutant is stronger than Xavier. Her powers are outweighs. He's Omega level.
Yeah.
She's also Omega level more.
Yeah.
You know?
And she had to, like, hers was tapered off.
Right.
I always thought because she didn't. I knew she was powerful, but I always thought maybe the Phoenix made her more powerful.
The Phoenix
chose her because she was powerful.
Because she was powerful. Gotcha. But I mean, it gave her just. The Phoenix itself is like a force of nature. So it doesn't really.
Cosmic.
There's no.
It's a cosmic being.
Yeah, it's like a cosmic being that wants to experience life.
So I have a question. They're using the same actors from?
Unfortunately.
Yes.
From the original X-Men or the younger X-Men?
The younger.
The ones we're
Sophie
all disappointed
Turner
with now.
From Game of Thrones.
The younger ones when they were young,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That one.
So I wonder
Alexander
if they're gonna,
Ship for
So I wonder if they're going to do the whole story, you know, with the Shi'ar Empire and all that stuff.
No, they're not
They're not that smart.
They're not going to do that at all.
No one wants it.
What's the point to touch that story?
Because they just want to do it.
I get. I mean, when you hear that, you'll be like, yes, they're going
to
do something.
I feel like they're going to do the same. What was it? X-Men 3? Where it was that same sort of storyline.
Oh my God.
She became
Scott,
evil.
Yay.
Yeah.
But I love you. I don't know, but I love Logan. Maybe. I don't know.
Then,
is Logan going to show up?
And
I
then
don't
Logan
know.
Kills her, and we're all like, oh.
Which I believe should not have happened.
I don't know what they're going to do. So it's like, but I'm bored.
But they were giving that same, like, in X-Men 3, where she. What is it? There was a scene where she goes to the house, her old house, and then, like, everything's floating.
Just destroys it.
Right? We see that same sort of feel in this trailer.
Same thing.
And I was like,
it's
shit.
The same thing. It's just like, okay.
So are they going for, they're probably doing for past, future, probably.
Yes.
I don't know what
yes,
the fuck.
Because you see
doing.
Her as a little girl,
yeah.
And then you see her.
It's like
now,
her origin story.
And then
I was
it's
like. They're making it seem like she killed her parents. All kind of crazy.
Did her
shit.
Little clapping shoot thing.
She's like, them crit cars. I'm like, what the fuck? So
the car
know.
Flips, and I was like, okay.
Well, this is going to be Marvel's first failure?
Well, this is still under Fox. This is still under
Fox. And they're
Fox.
Probably going to be like, they're probably,
well,
Marvel is
well,
still going to be like,
they're
look,
like,
we didn't.
We don't
we
have
didn't,
anything to
no,
do
no,
with
I'm
this.
Saying, like,
we didn't
for,
have anything
I'm,
to do with this.
Well, I'm saying for like a Marvel movie. Not saying I know they did it, but you know, for a Marvel character or something.
No, there have been other I would say, but that's a whole nother conversation.
way back.
We can talk about it.
Oh, I don't even want to mention it.
Yeah.
Daredevil.
But, yep. but anyway, we are way over time, guys, so we have to run. So don't forget to check out the Pondering Nerdcast on giftedsounds.com, and you can find us just about anywhere you can find podcasts. You know, if you want to check us out on Twitter or Facebook, you can find us on Facebook. We have a group called Pondering Nerdcast, and also check out the top five videos that we do, PNT Top 5. We'll be returning in October. So, you know, until then, we appreciate you guys for listening. Peace out.
Ciao.
Later.